Okay, let's get down to it finally. How many plagues were there? You know that time when the Haggadah gets so confusing, when the rabbis are arguing about how many plagues the Egyptians actually suffered? First it says there were 10 plagues. Everyone knows there were 10 plagues. Then Rabbi Yehuda groups them into three. Tzach, Hadash, Be'achav. Then we hear there were 10 plagues in Egypt, and then there were 50 additional plagues at the Red Sea. Rabbi Eliezer then says that each plague was really four plagues, so there were 40 in Egypt and 200 at the Red Sea. Finally, Rabbi Akiva says that each plague was actually five plagues, and there were 50 in Egypt and 250 at the Red Sea, and we finish this crazy Jewish math lesson. But come on, what are we actually trying to achieve with all these numbers and the number games? Hi, I'm Rabbi Yisroel Bernath, and welcome to my Daily Torah Thought. All this week, we're decoding the Haggadah and the Passover Seder to try to bring some meaning into it, something that really fits and tells the story of our life. And as with every part of the Haggadah, there's obviously something deeper going on here. The exodus from the Egyptian slavery represents the soul's liberation from evil forces. In every generation, we have to see ourselves as if we are leaving Egypt, leaving behind our own inner resistance to goodness, our evil inclination, so we can march on to Mount Sinai and receive the Torah. But to be truly free from slavery, your Egypt has to be afflicted with plagues. Before you can express your inner goodness, you have to clear away layers of resistance that get in the way. For every positive impulse, there's a negative counterforce that attempts to quash it. Every time I want to do a good deed, my inner Pharaoh, my evil inclination has an excuse why I shouldn't do it. I have to break through these blockages in my heart and open myself up to goodness. This is the deeper meaning of the plagues. Before the Jewish people could receive the Ten Commandments, the recipe for bringing morality into the world, there were layers of evil that had to be vanquished. Each layer being the blockage to fulfilling one of the Ten Commandments. After the 10 powers of evil were subdued through the 10 plagues, the 10 Commandments could be received and observed, and the powers of goodness could prevail. But the Torah has more than just 10 Commandments. There are, in fact, 613 Commandments. The 10 Commandments are 10 general categories under which all other commandments fall. Remember, the Sabbath and keep it holy also includes the festivals, for example. The commandment, do not steal, includes all business ethics and laws of commerce. Do not murder includes moral obligations to our fellow human beings, and so on and so on. They are parents' categories under which lie hundreds and hundreds of subcategories. So let's get back to our crazy Jewish math. So then 10 really includes 613. Therefore, the 10 plagues must also include 613 plagues, because for each and every commandment, there's a negative counterforce that needs to be nullified for us to be able to perform the commandment. I think we can now understand the Haggadah and this argument amongst the sages a little better. So let's look at the numbers in order of the way they're mentioned in the Haggadah. There were 10 plagues. Then Rabbi Yehuda groups them into three, the Tzach, Hadash, Be'achav. Rabbi Yossi lists 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 at the sea. Rabbi Eliezer multiplies it into 40 in Egypt and 200 at the sea. Rabbi Akiva finds 50 plagues in Egypt and then 250 at the sea. Now let's add them all up. Listen to this. Watch the magic happen. Go 10 plus 3 plus 10 plus 50 plus 40 plus 200 plus 50 plus 250. And guess what you're going to get? 613. Look at that. The Haggadah is teaching an amazing lesson. The 10 plagues came to clear a way for the 10 commandments. But being that the 10 commandments include within them 613 commandments, so the 10 plagues actually add up to 613. When the Jews left Egypt, every single layer of resistance was obliterated. The Jewish soul was left open to accepting all of the commandments. So on the Seder night, as we read through these plagues, we can each think of a mitzvah that we've been resisting to do and allow the power of telling the story of the plagues to rid us from any resistance to goodness and free us to do what is right. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bernath. Have a fantastic day. And for those of you who like sources, the source of this one is from the Sfas Emes.